Welcome to 2021, your year of super turnaround. Let's be on our feet as we lift up our voice and lift up our hands, worship the name of the Lord this morning. Let's give God praise, give God glory. Let's magnify the name of the Lord. Give him all the praise, give him all the glory. Appreciate God from the depth of your heart for his faithfulness, his love and kindness. You slept and you are awake this morning because the Christ sustained you. Let's give God all the praise and glory. Let's magnify his name from the depth of our heart. Express our love unto the Lord, our appreciation unto the Lord this morning, saying, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise for preservation and protection. We thank you, O God, for the great things you are doing upon our lives in this promised land. We say we thank you. We give you all the glory. Father, let your name be glorified. Let your name be exalted. Let's lift up our hands and lift up our voice and worship the name of the Lord this morning. Glorify his name. Give him praise. Give him all the glory. Bless the name of the Lord this morning. Appreciate God from the depth of your heart. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise for your great and mighty acts upon our life in this promised land. We say thank you. We give you all the praise and glory. We magnify your name because there is none like you, none to be compared with you. Father, we give you all the praise for your impartation upon our lives, the encounter, oh God, we have always experienced whenever we gather before you. We say we thank you. This morning again, we have come before you. You have never asked the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. That is why we know that you visit each and every one of us upon this mountain of change this morning. Again, we say thank you. Lift up your voice and give God the praise. Give God the glory for what God is set to do in your life. Why not welcome the Spirit of God into this meeting? Father, envelope this meeting with your power. Let your presence be mighty in our midst. Father, we ask, oh God, take absolute control of our meeting this morning. Father, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Are you praying a prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, empower each and every one of us with the grace of prayer and supplication this morning. Let every of our prayers experience speedy answer in the name of Jesus. Father, oh God, we ask for an encounter even this morning. Let us not return the same way we came. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise and glory. Blessed be your name, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the priest team.
Hallelujah. We give you glory, Lord, as we all know you. We give you glory, Lord, as we all know you. Testimony, Jesus, we are grateful, Lord. You I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jehovah Almighty. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jehovah Almighty. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise this morning. You may please be seated. We'll begin this morning with shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for launching every participant into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Can I amen be louder this morning? 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Let's rise together and give God quality thanks this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for launching every participant into their promised land through diverse encounters at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice and let's together give quality thanks to God this morning. Everyone connected, everyone on ground, lift up your voice from the depth of your heart this morning. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for launching every participant indeed into their promised land through diverse encounters at the just concluded prophetic feast. Lift up your voice. Give God quality thanks this morning. And do that from the depth of your heart. Magnify his name. Let's together celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Mighty God, this morning we are gathered with hearts of gratitude, thanking you again and again for launching every participant all across the globe, launching every winner into their promised land via diverse encounters with your word at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. It is your doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Someone grateful this morning, lift up your voice and give God thanks this morning. Do that consciously. Do that intentionally. Do that with your heart connected. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for launching every single participant, launching every winner into their promised land via diverse encounters with your word at the concluded prophetic feast of the 40th anniversary. For that we say thank you. We give you all the glory, because indeed you have changed the levels of everyone. Open new chapters to every participant. For that we say thank you. Lift up your voice, everyone, this morning. Remember, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name. Our Father and our God, we are gathered this morning with hearts of gratitude, thanking you for launching every participant, launching every winner, both male and female, launching every winner, both the young and the old, into their own promised land via an encounter with your word at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. You sent your word that opened new chapters to every participant. For that we say thank you. Someone truly grateful this morning, lift up your voice. Thank God consciously this morning. Give him all the glory for the promised land he has unveiled to every winner. A good land indeed. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land where every winner will eat without scarceness. Lift up your voice. That's the portion of every winner. That's the benefit of the promised land. Lift up your voice in gratitude. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ for launching every winner, for unveiling the blessedness of the promised land, promised to every winner, every participant, via an encounter with your word at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. You open new chapters. You launched every winner to new dimensions via an encounter with your word. And for that we say thank you. We have returned this morning with grateful hearts, thanking and celebrating your faithfulness again for the new chapters open to every winner in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and give him thanks again. Our Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Big hand for the Lord this morning, and please, you may be seated.
Shortly, we are going to be rising again to give God quality thanks, saying in this manner, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year. A louder amen. Acts 2:47, the scripture says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Please let's rise and let's offer him thanksgiving. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year. Lord God of heaven, thank you for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice and let the Lord hear you this morning. Together, let's give him thanks. Let's glorify his holy name. Jesus, thank you for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, we have returned with thanksgiving in our heart, thanking you for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Let your voice of thanksgiving be recorded in heaven this morning. God deserves our thanksgiving. He deserves our gratitude. Lord, we return this morning thanking you for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our God and our King. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God, for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes of men and women, young and old, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year 2021 in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. Almighty God, we glorify your holy name. Thank you, our God. Thank you, our King. Thank you, Almighty God, for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you thanks, Jesus. We glorify your holy name, O Lord. You can give him thanks in your understanding. The Bible says you do it well when you give him thanks in the language of the Spirit. But let it be a heart-connected prayer. Let it be a heart-connected thanksgiving this morning. Jesus, thank you, O Lord God, for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitudes, resulting in turnaround order of growth this year in the name of Jesus Christ. No one can come except the Lord has drawn him. Thank you, our God and our Father, for continuously drawing multitude into all our newly planted churches with multitude. Lord, we give you praise. 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 Thank you, O Lord God, for continuously drawing multitudes into our newly planted churches, resulting in turnaround order of growth. This year, 2021, we glorify your holy name. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, our God. Thank you, our King. There is none like unto you. Thank you, O Lord God, for continuously invading all our newly planted churches with multitude, resulting in turnaround order of growth. We give you praise, Lord. We glorify you, O Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, with all of our heart, with all of our being. We return the honor to you this morning. We return the glory to you this morning. For it is only your hand that can bring them into the church. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we magnify your name. Let him hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Let your voice of thanksgiving be registered in heaven this morning. Jesus, we glorify you, Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Glory and honor to your holy name. In Jesus' great name, we have given thanks. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
Next, this shall be a prayer liner. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for releasing fresh zeal upon every winner for kingdom advancement in divorce, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards. Your amen can turn things around. Psalm 69 verse 9, for the zeal of thy house had eaten me up. Rise with me. We are testimonies of this fact. Let's give glory to God. This morning, we are saying, our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for releasing fresh zeal upon every winner for kingdom advancement in divorce, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards. Let's pray this morning, giving glory to God, who works in us both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. Our Father, we have returned in acknowledgement and appreciation for your uncommon zeal, your ever burning zeal, the zeal of thine house and the zeal of thy kingdom that has been released into every winner for kingdom advancement in divorce, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards. To you be the glory. To you be the praise. Sense of God, wherever you are, across the nations of the earth, now lift up your voice. Give glory to God. It's all of grace. Paul said, I labored more abundantly than them all, yet not I, but the grace at work in me. Let's acknowledge him. Let's recognize him. Let's return with appreciation. Remember, appreciation is application for more. Wherever you are right now, give thanks to God. Pour out your soul in thanksgiving. You are blessing him for supernatural zeal. Zeal beyond the natural. That drive that cannot be explained. Granted every winner for kingdom advancement endeavors. Everyone on the move. Everyone continuing steadfastly. Thereby bringing each and every one of us into supernatural turnaround order of rewards. Are you grateful this morning? Are you joyful this morning? Remember, thanksgiving is a command. Lift up your voice and fulfill it this morning. Giving glory to God. There is no deputy doer. This is the doing of the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes. He has given us a new heart. A heart of obedience. He has blessed us with a new spirit imparted to every one of us to run with kingdom advancement endeavors. We have been running, no one fainting. We have been running, no one falling. We have been running, no one falling. Now let's return with appreciation. Let's return with appreciation. Lift up your holy hands. Lift up your holy voice. Give thanks to God. Our Father, thank you for the release of supernatural zeal. Thank you for the outpouring of fresh zeal upon every winner, young and old, male and female, including first-timers and new converts. Uncommon zeal, zeal from above for kingdom advancement endeavors, resulting in mind-boggling turnaround order of rewards. Let's give him praise. Let's give him thanks. Let's bless his holy name. Let's glorify him this morning. Now, thank him fervently in the Holy Ghost. He that giveth thanks in the spirit, doeth it well. We are thankful in the spirit. We are thankful with understanding. We are joyful, expressing our heart to God before the throne of grace with thanksgiving. Everyone strong in the faith, acknowledging God as the hand behind this doing. Acknowledging God as the force behind this zeal. Let's give glory to God. It is the zeal of his kingdom that has eaten us up. It is the zeal of his house that has eaten us up. Nobody can have it if God does not give it. Now return praise. Now return thanks. Our Father, we give you glory for the release of fresh zeal upon every winner. Zeal on the altar of prayer. Zeal on the altar of soul winning. Zeal on the altar of giving. Zeal on the altar of kingdom advancement endeavors. Zeal like never before. Progressive zeal, increasing zeal, ever-burning zeal that has brought us to the realms of supernatural turnaround order of rewards. Let's give thanks to God. Will you lift up your holy hands at this point, waving it to God in appreciation, magnifying our Father for this great thing he has done. Lord, receive all the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. Be seated and give Jesus a big, big hand of praise.
Next, we are rising to pray. And this time we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us the word in season in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Isaiah chapter 15 and verse 4, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the land, that as you know how to speak the word in season to him that is weary, he wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth my ear to hear as the land. Shall we be on our feet as we give quality thanks to the Lord this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us the word in season in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice and let's offer unto the Lord our quality thanks from the depth of our heart. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us your word in season. In every service, we have been blessed by your word. Let's appreciate him and give him the glory. Father, we thank you for sending your word in season
in every service. We give you all the glory. We magnify your name, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. This has been our testimony. Our Father, we return with the voice of thanksgiving. We return with the voice of appreciation. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for sending us the word in season, in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. We give you all the glory. We bless your name. We magnify you. We lift your name on high. Thank you, Father, for sending us your word in season, in every service, in our Sunday services, in our midweek services, even in covenant hour of prayer. We have been seeing your mighty hand. Let's lift up our voices before him and give him quality thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us the word in season, in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Father, we give you praise. Father, we bless your name. We return with the voice of thanksgiving. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us the word in season, in every service. In all our service, we have been experiencing your word. Your word has been coming with power. It has been coming with fresh insight and revelation. Let's give God quality thanks. Appreciate him. Give him the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us your word in season, in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ, even in this church. This has been our testimony. Giving quality thanks, magnify the name of the Lord, giving praise. Father, we thank you this morning. We appreciate you for sending us your word in season, in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. We give you praise. We bless your name. We magnify you. Lift up your voice everywhere and give this God a quality thanks. Let it emanate from the depth of your heart. Appreciate him. The word is season. He wakening up our ear morning by morning to hear his voice. Father, we give you thanks. We appreciate you. We give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for sending us your word in season, in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Let's give him quality thanks, give him the glory, give him the honor, appreciate him intensely this morning. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding. By all means, keep appreciating him. Our God deserves it, and let's give it to him. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us your word in season, in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ, even in this church. Father, we give you all the glory. We bless your name. We magnify you. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob, it lighted upon Israel. This has been our testimony. Let's give him all the glory. Appreciate him. Give him glory. Give him honor. Exalt his name this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending us your word in season, in every service, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift up your two hands to the Lord and give him thanks. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
Again, when we rise, we'll be praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breaking every barrier, resisting the continuous growth of this church, thereby making her an ever-increasing city without walls. That amen can be stronger. And Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Saints of God everywhere, rise up on your feet as we lift up our voices to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breaking every barrier, resisting the continuous growth of this church, thereby making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Ensure you are engaging your faith and engaging your heart as we pray this prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breaking every barrier, resisting the continuous growth of this church, thereby making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breaking every barrier, resisting the continuous growth of this church. Thank you for breaking every barrier, resisting the continuous growth of this church, thereby making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice. Let's give him thanks for what he's doing and what he will continually do. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breaking every barrier. Thank you for breaking every hindrance, every barrier, resisting the continuous growth of this church, thereby making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice and let's pray, giving him quality thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for breaking the barrier, for breaking the hindrances, for breaking every calculation of her, resisting the continuous growth of this church, thereby making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice. Ensure that heaven hears your voice of thanksgiving. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for breaking every barrier. Thank you for destroying every barrier, resisting the continuous growth of this church, thereby making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice. Let's give him quality thanks. Let's give him praise. Let's give him the glory. Let's give him the honor and adoration. He is worthy. He is worthy. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for consistently, continually breaking every barrier, resisting the continuous growth of this church, thereby making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Making this church an ever-increasing city without walls in every place, in everywhere. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for breaking every barrier, resisting the continuous growth of this church, thereby making her an ever-increasing city without walls. Let's lift up our hands, magnify his name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
Next, we shall be rising to pray, and this time, we are presenting our personal supplications unto the Lord. And as we do so, I want us to be reminded of his word. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. This morning, we are going to go before the Lord, presenting those desires in the attitude of thanksgiving. And each one of our expectations shall be turned to open testimonies. Shall we rise on our feet and go before the Lord and begin to engage the power of thanksgiving on the altar of prayer this morning? Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart, ensuring that your heart is in the posture of gratitude, glorifying the faithfulness of God and his holy name. Lift your voice and engage your heart right now.
Lift your voice and thank him in the spirit right now. Perfect your appreciation by doing it in the spirit. He that gives thanks in an unknown tongue, he does it well. Give glory to him. Bless his holy name. Lord, we say thank you. You are worthy of all the praise and you are worthy of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In this covenant hour of prayer, it is testimony time. Please listen to the following documented testimonies and you shall be the next to testify. Number one, safe delivery via prophetic declaration. 13 years ago, I carried an overdue pregnancy for my second son. I did not feel any sign of labor, and so the doctor decided to be prepared for a cesarean section. However, I left there and came for the liberation service in May 2008. It was an all-night service and it transmitted live from Canaan land. At exactly 3 a.m., while Bishop David Oyedepo made declarations, he said, 7 days from now, my God will visit you and grant you your desires. On 8th May, I went for a normal antenatal and the doctor asked me to bring my things because I will be prepared for operation at 7 a.m. if the labor does not come. While we were preparing for the cesarean session at 2:50 a.m. on 9th May, labor started. Is someone celebrating Jesus? And at exactly 3 a.m., I delivered my son. Today, he clocked 13 years old and is alive and well. I return all glory to God. The testifier is Mrs. Faith Obaje. Somebody put those hands together for Jesus. Number two, supernatural change of story after joining this commission. In 2004, I was afflicted with some sickness. That same year, a sister came to minister Jesus to me, but I got angry with her because I was a Muslim. However, after the second time, I called her to come take me to church since she said the God of Bishop David Oyedepo could heal me. Meanwhile, what I had in mind was to come for my healing and go back to my religion secretly. But after I came to church, I could not practice Islam again. Celebrate Jesus. That same week, I came for the midweek service by myself, gave my life to Christ, and partook of the communion. Thereafter, the Lord asked me to settle down, and I asked him, "Who will I marry?" He said, "The lady that ministered to me," and I got married to her. Is someone celebrating Jesus? Meanwhile, as a result of the sickness I had, I was told I would not have children. Today, the God of Oyedepo gave me 4 children. And I am now an evangelist. I preach the gospel from village to village and from community to community. Indeed, the God of liberation has changed my story. I return all the glory to him. The testifier is Favor Makbukumi. Praise the Lord. Someone put those hands together for Jesus. Rise up to your feet. Give him all the praise that is due to him alone as you celebrate him for his marvelous acts. Put those hands again together for Jesus.
Shall we lift up our hands this morning and glorify the name of the Lord? He's the doer of all these amazing testimonies. Give him thanks, give him praise, give him glory, magnify him. He's worthy. Don't just mutter words, speak to him clearly. Let him hear your voice. Return to him all the praise and magnify his name right now. Again, thank him this morning for accepting our praises and our thanksgiving. Give him thanks, bless him, give him honor and ask him right now to speak to you as a person, to send you his word, to give you understanding and grace for performance, even as we receive his word right now. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Father, this morning we have returned with hearts of gratitude for all of your goodness and faithfulness to us as individuals and as a people. Accept our thanksgiving. Thank you for all these amazing testimonies. You are the doer. Take all the praise. We decree they shall be permanent. No reversal. Anyone tapping to any of these testimonies, do their own also speedily. This morning again, speak to us by your word. Give us understanding. Change our story. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. That amen is too weak. Please take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord again. You can do better than that. It's for Jesus. Praise God. All through this week in our covenant hour of prayer, our subject of consideration is engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecies. Can you say after me, engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecies? Say aloud, amen. Two scriptures we want to read as our text this morning, and we're very familiar with it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Then the second one is Hebrews 10:36. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Say aloud, amen. Amen. Hebrews 10:36. Let's read together now, everybody. 1, 2, go. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, which is thanksgiving, ye might receive the promise. Say aloud, amen. May the Lord bless his word in our heart this morning in Jesus' name. These two scriptures, among several others, makes it very clear that thanksgiving is God's will for us as believers. And when we put it to work, we lay hold on our promise. Therefore, very, very importantly, one, let's always remember that one of the spiritual forces in the kingdom of God is thanksgiving. It is what? It is what? It is one of the spiritual forces in the kingdom of God. It is one of the powerful spiritual weapons that God has made available to us. Therefore, two, it is wisdom for us to learn to engage it and put it to work on a regular basis. How often? How often? It is wisdom for us to engage it. It is wisdom for us to learn to put it to work, not just once in a while, when we're in our month of thanksgiving as a church or as a ministry, as a commission. No, but for us to learn to engage and put it to work on a continuous, on a regular basis as individuals. And when we begin to do that, we begin to reap the benefits that it has to offer. Can I hear a loud amen? What more? In this new land, in this good land that God has brought us into, thanksgiving is a requirement. You will not fail in this requirement in Jesus' name. Can I hear a loud amen? I said, you will not fail in this requirement in Jesus' name. And we see all of our scriptures, several people, individuals, and groups of people that have made use of this powerful weapon of thanksgiving to lay hold on the promises of God in their lives. And this morning, we want to take a look at the example of Father Abraham. Say with me, Father Abraham. We understand from God's word that a prophetic word went forth concerning a son for Abraham at an old age. Genesis chapter 18, verses 10 and 11. Genesis 18, 10 and 11. The Bible says in verse 10, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. Shall, save me, shall. Not me, but shall. Have a son. And Sarah had it in the tenth door, which was behind him. Verse 11. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Praise the Lord. So a prophetic word went forth that God was going to give Abraham and Sarah a son at an old age. Both of them well advanced. In other words, contrary to anything natural, a prophetic word went forth. Amen? And remember, what is a prophecy? Like we were told yesterday at the covenant hour of prayer, a prophecy is simply a divinely inspired word. A divinely inspired word or revelation. So the word went forth concerning them. In the same way, God's word prophetically has gone ahead concerning you and I. That now our wilderness experience has come to an end. Now God has brought us in our 40th year into our promised land. Now this land is a good land. What kind of land is it? And the Bible tells us very clearly, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. There is good in this land. You will eat of it. Can I allow it? Amen? Amen. Say me, I shall eat of it. Say it again, I shall eat of it. Your eating of the good of the land does not necessarily talk about eating something physical. It's talking about you laying hold on your own long-awaited testimonies. Whatever those testimonies might be that have looked as if they have been so far away from you, this year it will reach your hand. Amen. Can I allow that? Amen. When will it reach your hand? When? When? Louder yet, when? It will reach your hand this year. Amen? Remember the testimony we had a while ago, the first one, miraculous delivery, by just laying hold on the prophetic word against doctors, you know, declaration. Get ready for CS. But here God came ahead. Through prophetic declaration, safe delivery, now the child is about 13 years old. Amen? What men have thought to be impossible in your life before, this year, God will make it happen. And God will surprise your mockers. Say me, God will surprise my mockers. Oh. Tell your neighbor the same thing. God will surprise your mockers. This year. Shout aloud, amen. So this word went forth concerning Father Abraham. Contrary to everything medically possible, both of them were stricken in age. In actual fact, in Genesis 12, 1 and 2, God had also told Abraham, I will make of thee a great nation, yet no child. Mockery of men. But Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to who? To God. For that prophecy to be fulfilled. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Romans 4, verses 19, 20. Romans 4, 19. Be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. That situation might look so dead right now, but look at what Abraham did. He staggered not. Save me, I shall no longer stagger. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Doing what? Giving glory to God. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And as he did that, Genesis 21, look at what happened. We all know the end of the story. Genesis chapter 21. And the Bible tells us in verse 1. Genesis 21 and verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, God will visit you. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. God will do to you as he has spoken to us. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the said time of which God had spoken to him. At the said time, which is now. When is your own said time? When is your own said time? Now is your own set time. The God who visited Abraham and Sarah is still alive. And is the same God that you and I are serving. He will visit you. I said he will visit you. In this good land, God will visit you. He will visit your career. He will visit your family. He will visit you over your health. Over that challenging situation, the God that visited Abraham and Sarah will visit you. They staggered not. So grace never to stagger. Receive it in Jesus' name. And the only way and the main way to get this done is through thanksgiving. Amen. When you make thanksgiving a way of life, God will ensure that he makes you a praise on the earth. When you know and learn how to thank God, he will make sure that your destiny does not stink. It may look as if that situation is closed and is stinking and is no way out. But as you engage the weapon of thanksgiving, God will turn situations around in your favor. Can I hear louder? Amen. Remember, we serve a God that is too faithful to do what? To do what? He will not fail you. However, we must understand very clearly that thanksgiving must be from the heart. It must be from where? Not just from the lips. It must be from the heart. So let's give it to him from the heart. And thanksgiving is not only required publicly, collectively. It is also required personally. So make time on a daily basis to look for reasons of thanksgiving and give it unto God. Before this day comes to an end, you know, look back at your life and then begin to roll out and bring up issues of thanksgiving. The psalmist says very clearly, let everything that hath breath do what? Praise the Lord. Therefore, the fact that you have breath in your nostrils is more than enough to thank God for. Amen. And as you keep thanking God, you will discover that he will keep changing your story. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. And then very importantly, thanksgiving is more effective when you do it in the spirit. When you do it how? In the spirit. So make time today, before the end of this day, and don't do it only today. Do it regularly to lift up your voice in tongues, in the spirit, and give thanks unto God. With thanksgiving and praise, we secure divine presence that guarantees continuous church growth. And that is one of the secrets of this commission. Psalms 22 and verse 3. The Bible says very, very clearly, God inhabits the praises of his people. And that is what we are enjoying in this commission. Every meeting, every gathering, we make time to thank God. Every year, there is a whole month dedicated to thanksgiving. And what a joy this month is, our month of thanksgiving. It's your month of rising. Someone's story is changing for the better. Even before the end of this week, God will visit you. Rise up on your feet. If you believe that, lift up your voice. And then in one moment, in the spirit, let God hear your voice of thanksgiving. In the spirit, give him thanks. Give him thanks. In the spirit, let him hear your voice. Appreciate him. Give him glory. He has done you well. He has done all things well for you. He has done all things well for you. Recount your blessings right now. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. It will surprise you what God has done in your life. Is someone thanking the Lord right now? Give it to him. Give it to him. In the spirit, lift up your two hands unto him right now, intensely, from the depth of your spirit. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks.
I thought you were giving him thanks in the spirit. Let your voice be registered on high. Engage your spirit man as you are giving him glory in the spirit. Do it in the spirit. Do it in the spirit. Engage your heart. Engage your faith as you are giving him thanks. He that does it in an unknown tongue, he does it well. Engage your spirit man. Lift your hand and your voice. Give him the glory that is due unto his name. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. You have offered thanks to him well. All will go well for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Again, we have our flyers for this Sunday, Covenant Day of Favor, available. Stretch your hand towards it. One more time, let's begin to ask for the Spirit of God to breathe upon these materials, making them instruments of harvest. Lord, as these materials go, we send them forth as sharp sickles. Every one of them, wherever they appear, sharp sickles of harvest, drafting in multitudes. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. We send this forth to return with a mighty harvest. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Don't forget, this Sunday is our Operation Andrew Sunday. Each one of us draft somebody to be with us in God's presence. And God, who sees your labor in secret, will reward you openly. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, speak to the day and make your declaration concerning the day. Another day is here. Another opportunity for God's blessing. Another opportunity for God's blessing. So speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Speak to the day. Do it in faith. Speak to the day. A blessed day. A favor-filled day. A testimony-loaded day. A turnaround experience day. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have declared. Every decree that you have made today answers on your behalf. This day is declared blessed. No barrier stands before you today. Every closed door opens to you today. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, a year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.